Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Good morning. This is Amy Loboda with Aviation for Women magazine. I am working with FAA Production Studios Managing Safety radio show for Flightline Internet Radio. Today we have Forward Visions CEO and President Patrick Farrell, and he's here to tell us a little bit about the Forward Vision EVS 100 product powered by MaxViz. Exactly what is the EVS 100 and why is it absolutely revolutionary for light aircraft safety?
Good morning, Amy, and thank you for inviting me to share our message with you guys today. The EVS 100 is a forward-looking infrared, or we call it EVS, or enhanced vision system. Typically, this type of technology has only been available to the military and to large business aircraft like the Gulfstream jets and things like that. Prior to our entry into the market, there was never any opportunity for general aviation pilots to have this type of technology available on board their aircraft. We're very pleased with the response to the EVS 100 and from the aircraft manufacturers, as well as from the folks that are already flying the kinds of planes that you and I fly out there in general aviation. The EVS 100 utilizes a long wave infrared detector, which is completely independent of visible light. And one of the things that people sometimes get confused about are the night vision goggles and things like that that are frequently maybe confused with this type of technology, FLIR, or forward-looking infrared technology. This infrared technology is completely independent of visible light. And because it's a longer wavelength than visible light, it has the ability to penetrate haze, fog, smoke, light precipitation, snow, 4 to 10 times further usually than our eyes can. And that's very different than night vision goggles, who use visible light and have no ability to penetrate any type of obscurance in the atmosphere. Now, it's not Superman eyes and it doesn't see through everything, but it sure helps a lot. In my comp air that I fly, I don't just use it on the ground to see the deer. I also use it up at altitude at 15, 18,000 feet to particularly well at nighttime to fly around cloud buildups. So, and if you think about a hazy atmosphere where you're having trouble seeing and you're on instruments and you're trying to not penetrate weather, it's been just as helpful for me at altitude as it has been as you get close to the ground. Many of these systems have been used for the big jets to be able to reduce minimums so that instead of going 200 feet over the runway, when they see it on their system, and in that case a heads-up display, they can lower minimums down to 100 feet. That's definitely not what the EVS 100 is being used for. We are using this for advisory purposes only. We want to improve the safety of flight. We do not want people to be flying in conditions that they're not already prepared to handle. However, by being able to turn midnight into high noon and being able to turn low visibility into high visibility situations, there is a significantly less risk and less stress in the cockpit and more opportunity to see horizons for the general aviation pilot, for the emergency medical service helicopter pilot, for a lot of the different pilots that are out there flying day and night.
How long has the EVS 100 system been available for certified aircraft in the U.S.?
Well, these EVS systems have been only available certified for the last couple of months. We've had them available for the non-certified side prior to this, but the first TCs and STCs, type certificated versions, as well as supplemental type certificate, have just hit the doors here the last couple of months. The SR20 and SR22 are completed, and you can go to Cirrus and buy yourself a brand new Cirrus aircraft with this technology on board, and would would recommend doing so. The folks that have been flying it have come back and have been very excited about it. As well, if you already have a Cirrus aircraft, and we can provide you today that STC kit and the unit to do the installation so you can have the same safety technology on board. In addition to that, we have a very aggressive STC program, as well as it has been to have that STC in hand, and we're actually taking pre-orders for that application now. So other than the Caravan and the pressurized 210, we think the AML is going to cover all the other Cessna High Wing models, and that should represent about 15 different airframes, and we're very excited to be able to offer that. So we, in addition to those, we're just about finished with the Robinson R-22 and R-44 STCs. We have a very aggressive program of other airframes that those manufacturers are going to want to do those announcements when they're ready. And so we're excited. We think that over the next 6 months or a year, that most of the airframes that we fly will be represented by supplemental type certificates or type certificates.
Patrick, we're going to take a break here at Managing Safety. We'll be right back in a minute.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Labota and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
This is Amy Labota with Managing Safety. Today we have Patrick Farrell, CEO and President of Forward Vision, Inc., which produces the EVS-100 powered by MaxVis. The EVS-100 is a forward-looking infrared system designed for light aircraft, and it has made the jump from experimental aircraft into certified aircraft only in the last couple of months, and is turning up right now on Cirrus SR-20 and SR-22 aircraft. Patrick, tell me a little bit about what made it possible to make the jump into the certified aircraft. Has the glass pin, the plethora of glass panels out there made a difference, having all those screens in the cockpit already? Does that help?
Thanks, Amy. Yeah, it actually does. Probably it's been more challenging getting the display in the cockpit solved, more difficult than actually putting our small 1 pound little EVS unit on your airplane. Many of the manufacturers of glass panels now and the MFDs have embraced the need for this type of technology added into the MFD display, and many of them have either already done it or are intending to do so in the near future. So that has assisted a lot, and Cirrus is a great example of the new Garmin Perspective Suite, and that MFD utilizes that. For many cockpits in the aftermarket, we do have other options available. And we, for instance, Flight Display Systems has a flipper display that's frequently put up on the glare shield. We're also looking at other technologies that might assist this process. We're working with a company headed by Bill Steele called Virtual HUD, which is going to hopefully be a very important cost-effective heads-up display for the general aviation cockpit. And Bill and his fine work and his team have worked collaboratively with us to possibly be able to, in the very near future, display our EVS image actually on the back of a propeller as you fly, which would take the whole display in the cockpit thing to a different level. And we'd ask you to look. And I really want to note the fact that we are really a safety company that just happens to have a kind of a neat new gadget. And if you look and talk to the FAA about the things that harm pilots and decrease our safety, it's things like controlled flight into terrain, CFIT. It's inadvertently entering IMC when we're trying to remain VFR. It's sometimes just incidents like deer runway accidents. We'd be remiss to not mention engine out after dark operations and runway incursions, obviously one of the big ones that everybody's talking about. This type of technology has the ability to move the bar on every one of those areas in a really positive manner. And our hope is that all of us will have an opportunity to use the technology and fly a little bit more safely. And if you just stop and think about the fact that all of a sudden, every grass strip in the United States or in the world becomes an emergency landing zone if needed, if you need to put your airplane down sometime. Does that mean that you should be flying in conditions that warrant that? No. But if that helps a family get home safely, our job will have been well worth it.
Now, the way that forward-looking infrared works is it senses the differences in temperature, correct me if I'm wrong, and that comes out painted on a video or other type screen, even the back of a propeller disc, possibly, and shows pretty much these subtle differences as a picture. Is that correct?
Yeah, Amy, you're exactly right. Everything, to get a little into the technology side, and hopefully not boring everybody, but when you turn a television set on, we don't usually think about the photons that are hitting the back, you know, the television screen. And so you'll use this in such a way, you'll just turn it on and not even think about it. But you're right. Everything above absolute zero actually gives off infrared radiation. And different, our retinas in our eyes, of course, excuse me, they accept reflected visible light. And there are detectors that detect all different wavelengths of emission. And in this case, we're using long wave infrared. So these detectors, which by the way are military spec, and they're the same ones that are being used on the MRAPs, the mine-resistant vehicles in Iraq, those have the ability to discriminate between temperature differences. And the discrimination is so profound that if you taxi out in the snow, you can turn around and follow your tracks back in the snow. So with this type of technology. So that's an amazingly important ability to discriminate temperature. As a result of that, the runway markings show up after dark, just as if it's daytime, because those temperatures are different between what's painted on the runway and the runway itself. So yes, that is how the technology works. We just grab all those temperature differentials, we process them, we do some pretty important things with it as well. We make sure that if you're pointing at something hot, that it doesn't white out your screen like the old technologies used to do. And that result, there's some signal processing that we do that helps with that. And it's also important to note that this is similar to GPS. It used to be military based and it's come down to general aviation. That pilots can just turn on and use it with impunity, and it should be pretty bulletproof for them.
Let's talk a little bit about affordability. At this point, the system ranks equal to what? A GPS system that you would put in your airplane? We don't know.
Well, certainly we'd all like these to be $1.39 and come in a cereal box. We know that that's not true. The systems right now, the EVS-100 is a $15,000 system plus display and installation. You may already have a display, but anyway, around it, that's what the technology costs today. That is different from, for instance, the Gulfstream systems that are range up in the $500,000 range. There are other systems in between those. We are real excited, though, that it's very important when you build one of these systems for aviation, because, of course, these detectors are used for lots of things. They're used in medicine. They're used in feedlots. They're used in agriculture. They're used in lots of applications. However, this particular one has some important needs. It needs to not build up ice, so we have a heated front end on these things. There is also a need for... as I said, sun safety. These detectors can be damaged by the sun, so we have to have a special sun safety sensor in our system that we have to protect it from the sun. So a lot of things that make it appropriate for an aviation environment. And think about, taking off from here in Florida and heading up to 25,000 feet in just a couple of minutes, the changes that have to go through. So yes, we have... This is, we believe, a very affordable way to put this technology on every man's aircraft. We recognize that it probably won't go on every single aircraft, but for everyone that we can get it on, we think it's going to make flying much safer for their families.
Well, right now at the Sun and Fun show, you've gone ahead and put it as an option on the American Champion fleet, and there are some American Champion aircraft that are actually doing fire duty that are being equipped with this. And Patty Wagstaff is putting a system on her Cirrus SR-22 because she says she flies at night a lot and out west a lot, and she's going to feel a lot safer, she feels. So let's see how that goes and see if the economy of scale helps bring the price down even further.
We would all wish for that. As everybody might know, probably about 98% of these detectors actually support our military efforts. And so I'm not convinced that you're going to see a huge difference in price. I don't think you'll see big changes like we did in the GPS industry, for instance. And of course, there's still certification issues because we have to put these on the outside of airplanes. So that will remain as well. We are really gratified to have Patty Wagstaff join forces with us, and we're particularly appreciative of the fact that, you know, she's a precision pilot and she's always got safety in mind. And you can't do what Patty's done so remarkably well for so many years without Champion's announcement. You've also seen that besides keeping pilots safe, there are some additional utilities for this technology. And in the case of attempting to assist the firefighting efforts, forest fires and things like that, as well as fish and game and wildlife patrols and flights, we're very excited that this technology will assist that process as well. And American Champion has, as you noted, is supplying the ability for every one of their airplanes coming out of the factory to be fitted with this technology, and is putting it as part of their type certificate now. So between their Scout and their new aircraft that's just about certified for supporting the fire efforts, we're excited to be part of that as well.
Patrick Farrell, CEO and President of Forward Vision, thank you so much for coming on to Managing Safety Today. For more information about the Forward Vision products, you can go to www.forward-vision.net. This is Amy Labota, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and host of Managing Safety for FAA Production Studios. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.